Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Hello. I remember, what was it, the whole David Lee injury a couple of years ago, and I can't remember who it was. My main J-Ram on Twitter came up with the hashtag full squad. We're back to hashtag full squad here. Welcome back, Gianna Franco.
Oh, thank you very much. I haven't seen you for days. Weeks. Yeah,
at least. It's been weeks.
I know. I won't bore everyone, ask you all the same questions again, because I did get the whole rundown earlier, but welcome back, too.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back. Do I look mature? Do I look engaged? Do I look sexier now that I'm unavailable?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
That's what I thought. It's great to have you back. It's good to be back. For those who are asking, hey, where's yesterday's podcast? I was told that there was a glitch, as there so often is in the world of electronics, that prevented us from posting the podcast to yesterday's show before right now. It's up now. And I have just tweeted, because everyone was really asking for post Game of Thrones.
Right, which I can't believe I missed.
I'm sorry that you missed it. We had to do it without you. I was committed to that 3:45 spot.
Ya.
I mean, you know, too many people asked. I had no idea that you weren't going to be in yesterday, and we missed you. But I was able to recap two episodes in one segment.
Probably because I wasn't here.
Only because you weren't here, and there would have been too much interaction and questioning and ooing and aahing. Maybe we'll go over some footnotes a little bit later on from what we've seen and get your interpretation of all of it. But we got a great, I mean, really fun show stacked up this Tuesday afternoon. What a day in Bay Area sports, right? This is going to be a good one. You got the Giants at 4 o'clock. You got the Sharks at 6 o'clock. You got Sonny Gray at 7 o'clock. You got the Warriors game 2 at 7:30. I mean, if that doesn't mean TV dinner, I don't know what else does. I mean, it is sit in front of your television and consume it all tonight. I hope your flip back game is on. Thumb, getting that workout this evening. Game 2 against Portland tonight. I'm not trying to get over dramatic, and I'm not trying to oversell, but I really do think that I've got a solid, you're not going to be able to argue with it, talking point. Tonight's game really is one of the more important games on the way to repeating. A win tonight buys you the one thing in the world that money can't buy.
Love.
No, not love. Believe me, money can buy love. Certainly rented in Amsterdam. I saw it.
With your own eyes.
I saw it with my own eyes. By the way, what an interesting thing that is.
I bet.
I wanted you to be here before I started talking about window shopping for prostitutes in Amsterdam with my girlfriend.
Nuts.
She had yet to become my fiance. But yeah, we walked around. She was as interested in doing the browsing as I was.
Well,
fascinating.
It is fascinating that you can actually just window shop that.
I mean, it is for real.
It's not like it's a purse.
No. Well, never. Anywho, the one thing many cannot buy you is time. Time is not for sale. There will never be more of it. There will never be less. Actually, there will never be more of it. There will only be less of it. Less time in this hour, less time in this day, less time in this series. So this is a very important game for the Warriors tonight, because a win just buys them more Steph Curry time. Days off for Curry are probably more valuable to the big picture than any single performance that Curry is going to have in any single game in this series. Getting him all the way right is paramount. And speaking of can't buy time, but maybe you can extend it a little. How about the Oklahoma City Thunder last night? What a wild finish to an NBA game. That was pretty insane. I haven't seen anything like that, and I think that that comment is the best that I heard about what was a wild last 13 seconds. By the way, a final 13 seconds that I can tell you there were 13 and a half seconds, and this is the official calls report. This is the official's game report, and it's basically ruled correct no call or incorrect no call.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five incorrect no calls in the last 13 seconds.
It's crazy.
Manu Ginobili overstepping his defensive boundary while the inbounds pass is coming in. Contact initiated by the inbounder against Ginobili, who was at fault at the very beginning for not giving the required 3-foot space. I've never seen anything happen like that. And Chris Webber screaming about it on the broadcast. And then leave it to Shaquille O'Neal to say the one thing that I thought, okay, well, at least that makes sense. On a night where people are trying to make sense out of something that's kind of nuts, at least that makes a little sense. And what Shaquille O'Neal said is that you really can't blame the referee for not knowing what was going on there, because referees are trained to call things that they see routinely. Shaquille O'Neal says, I've been playing basketball my entire life. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I've never seen that before. I've never seen that before. Have you ever seen that before? I've never seen anything that even comes close to a finish like that or a call to be made in a situation like that. Doesn't excuse the ref for not making it. But at least it lends a little take a breath to the breathless analysis of yet another sports moment. And there is another thing that I think is as in play as any missed call. The whole notion of you let Greg Popovich have a dead ball and draw up a play to be run to win the game or not. Yeah, that sounds really good. But there is nothing that Greg Popovich will ever draw up that gives him more of an advantage to win a game than a 3-on-1 fast break. And that's what they had. They had a 3-on-1 fast break down a point. And they end up taking a poorly shot corner three by Patty Mills and just fumbling around for the ball in a scrum that was like a battle royale at the end of the game. It was crazy. Lots of drama there. Good for the Warriors that the Oklahoma City did what is almost the impossible, winning in San Antonio. San Antonio is now what? They're pretty good on the year. I believe they are. What do we got here? I wrote it down. I can't find it in my paragraph. Yeah, 72-16. And at home, they've now lost twice the whole year. That's crazy. They're very hard to beat there. And right now, LaMarcus Aldridge is playing the best basketball of his entire career. LaMarcus Aldridge is just kind of one-man missioning this thing into slow down his one-man mission with a loss in Game 2 on his home court while he is balling is a very good thing for the overall health of the Golden State Warriors' chance to repeat, like a win tonight in Game 2 would be. Now, I'll tell you, Portland's going to be a lot tougher tonight than they were in Game 1. There's no way Dame Lillard is going to feel as bad as he did in Game 1. He was under the weather, so he's going to be feeling better. I bet you he is going to be... He won't be missing a career high in shots again. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there because I love the guy's game. Slowing down the other trailblazers around him is job one for this defense tonight. Let Dame Lillard go get Dame Lillard buckets. You take care of the business around him. CJ McCollum has a pedestrian night. Mason Plumlee has a pedestrian night. The Warriors can go to Portland 2-0. The Warriors should be heading to Portland 2-0. But it's going to be a bigger challenge tonight for them. Can't wait to get over there. It's going to be a good one. I feel like I haven't been to a Warrior playoff game since, that's right, last year. I was out of town for that Houston series. So bring it on tonight. Can't wait to get over and see it. We'll be heading out of San Francisco over to Oracle tonight where it is going to be a traffic fun time with both the A's playing at home and, of course, the Warriors playing at home. Lots of traffic issues getting over to the Coliseum or the Oracle Arena tonight.
Just definitely
plan ahead of time. Leave early if you can. The reason why I get to leave a little early is because we got A's baseball again tonight. Sunny gray day for the Oakland A's. Taking on the Mariners after a loss last night, 4-3 to Seattle. The A's are 5-9 at home this season. That's the worst record in the American League. It's time for them to flip the switch and start playing some better baseball at home. Sounds good, right? Chris Townsend will have the dugout show for you at 6:15. That means we have about 3 hours to spend together this afternoon, and I'm excited because we had an awful lot to talk about. We're going to have a Tuesday trifecta. We're going to talk about the Kung Flop Panda. There is no foo in Pablo Sandoval anymore. There is only flop. There's food in him. No Kung Fu. Maybe Kung Food Panda would be better than Kung Flop Panda, now that I think about it. A Kentucky Derby's coming up this weekend. I'm not even a big horse racing guy, but it's one of my favorite days in sports. It really is. It's a great, anytime a sporting event comes with sundresses and big floppy hats, I'm in. I'm officially in. I like that. Gosh, we got an awful lot to talk about. Three more game threes in the Stanley Cup tonight. Sharks on the ice tonight. They're red hot. Keep it up. We've got Tony Bruno, Scott Baer talking Raider draft, John Morosi all over a big, busy week of baseball. So stay tuned. Much is coming up today on The Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so during the commercial break, instead of carefully crafting this hour in the next segment, we've been talking about Powerball odds. Where are we, Gianna? What is the big total right now?
I don't specifically, but it's over 300 million. I think it's like 330, 350. So I bought our group, our usual $10 each buy-in.
I like it.
So
I'm in.
I did it anyway, so everyone's in.
We're in.
Okay.
The conviction that you really bring to the table about believing you will win the Powerball.
But I will.
Makes me more, I guess, involved than I normally would be. Because I got to tell you, 350 is kind of a low number for me to buy a lottery ticket.
$350 million?
$350 million doesn't even get me to walk past the 7-Eleven, much less go in and buy a lottery ticket. I usually come in at the half a billion mark.
We're all spoiled for that, like $1.5 billion they had a little while back. Yeah,
exactly. What can you even do with $350 million these days?
I don't know. Buy our own radio station?
I tell you what, let's find out. Let's win and find out.
Okay, that'd
be great.
Let's do it.
That would be fantastic. By the way, we're going to incorporate a draft into tonight's Tuesday trifecta. It is going to be one that people go bonkers over. People love a draft. Whenever we do a draft,
it's fun.
We're going to do that. By the way, I think I just broke this chair a little bit. Feels good. I told you I put on some weight.
Did you enjoy Paris that much?
Just foie gras. You know, it's funny. You walk around Europe, okay? You walk around and you're experiencing all sorts of new things, sights and sounds and flavors I've never tasted before, and I'm blown away by all of it. And then you go to Paris.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just gorgeous. It really is. And you go to all these restaurants, the simple ones are as good as the fancy ones. The fancy ones are better than anything you've ever eaten in your life.
Yeah.
But you go over there to this city of rich, you know, duck liver and foie gras and charcuterie platters and
beer cheese.
And
so much cheese.
And French
so
onion soup and beef bouillon and just, you know, duck l'orange.
Yummy.
Oh, so good. It was so good.
I'm hungry.
But you go over there and you realize it all comes down to bread and butter. Life is bread and butter. And the bread and the butter over there is unbelievable. Like, you can taste the grass the cow ate in the butter. You seriously can. There is an earthy, there is something to their butter which leaves the pad of Land O'Lakes that I put on my toast this morning just looking like it's Fresno.
Really? I bet it was like hot out of the oven too, kind of bread.
We get the Fresno of butter here in America. Sorry, Fresno. Love you. Great people. Pat Hill, Bulldogs all the way, right? But their butter.
That good, huh? Yeah, it is.
It's a different ball game. Speaking of ball games, a lot coming up tonight. 888-957-9570. Added pressure to win game two for the Warriors? I don't think it's added pressure. It's just, do you want to take as much pressure off of this series as possible? It's pretty simple. The Warriors are going to bring Steph back when he's healthy enough to come back. And healthy enough to come back could mean what? 85%? 90%? 95%? If you're going to wait all the way to 100%, maybe he's not playing this series at all. When are you going to pull the trigger on he's good enough to go? I don't know the correct answer, but I do know the wish is give me as much time as possible. As much time as possible would be the best thing possible for Steph Curry's current medical condition for the knee. If the Warriors lose tonight, game two, it would be disturbing because they will have lost a home playoff game. Anytime that happens, it's bad for business. Winning a series, you won 73 games, so you could clean sheet your opponents at home. And if that happens, you're going to, by mathematical law, win every single series you play. So you don't want to have any chinks in the armor at home. You don't want to have any losses on your home court, period, end of story, under any circumstances in the playoffs. Especially when you're looking to buy time for your superstar to come back. If the Warriors lose game two, there's going to be outside pressure on Curry to come back on Saturday. I don't think the Warriors are going to bow to any outside pressure. There is no agenda that will trump Curry's long-term viability with this team. There is no agenda that trumps that. But I don't even want to see them put in that position. I don't even want to see them think to themselves that they're in pressure in this series because the pressure's coming. The pressure's coming in the Western Conference Finals. And we should have enough respect for Portland and not just assume that they're going to lay down and die like the soulless, feckless, gutless, prideless Houston Rockets. A basketball team I pray we never have to actually watch again. Let's go to Kevin in Oakland on the Bread and Butter Hotline. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, Damon. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
I appreciate
that. I wanted to say, if you're going to draw comparisons with bad butter and cities and California,
yes,
Stockton's probably a better analogy.
Is it really Stockton?
Not bad, huh?
And no, I mean, nothing against Stockton. Great tacos. But
well, and they got the ports too, and that's a nice little ballpark they got. I think that has to count for something.
That's an amazing Billy Hibbert, amazing park. But Billy Hibbert, the bread in Paris, you don't need butter. The stuff's amazing. All those patisseries.
It was great, and I'll tell you, the croissant that we pick up downstairs at the Starbucks that they heat up in the little convection oven,
right,
is not half as good as the one you find laying in a gutter in Paris.
Did you happen to have an almond croissant while you were there?
Oui, monsieur. Oui.
Oh my God! All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for all listening. Right. I believe you're listening to us. That's the way it goes. I tell you what. When you start doing a show, Kevin, I'll tune in to hear you. Thank you very much for the call. It's amazing what motivates somebody to call a radio program for the first time. You can talk about the teams they root for, the teams they root against, the players they connect to, or bread and butter. That gets people to call in sometimes.
Clearly, we can bond over bread and butter.
We can bond over bread and butter.
No problem.
It really is phenomenal. They do not. You have to ask for butter in Paris.
I don't remember that. You do?
You do. They'll give it to you. No problem.
See, again, so the caller was right. You don't really need it. I just remember
you don't really need it.
Going down every day to like the little cafes and getting like the croissants and the bread and the cheese, just kind of like that's how you started your day. And the cup of coffee was great. And it was so delicious. Just that.
And I'll tell you what was amazing, too, when we got to London. Okay, so fish and chips are fish and chips. It's no big freaking deal. If you can fry a piece of cod, you can have fish and chips that are as good as any fish and chips in London.
The food isn't quite that fantastic in London like it is everywhere else.
It was pretty darn good. I got to tell you. Yeah. You know, a little like meat pie was good and that sort of thing. The sausages at breakfast, like the big English breakfast is good. The Indian food was amazing.
Really?
Okay. Well, I mean, big colonial situation
doubt.
You know, a lot of Indian natives, a lot of Indian people in London.
Right.
And the Indian, we went to this place called Veeraswamy, which was like a 4-star Indian restaurant, and did the tasting menu. And it was the Indian food equivalent of what you and I had at the French one.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
It was remarkable.
How'd you get your recommendations? Is this from friends or research or hotels or just kind of people you spoke to there?
So TripAdvisor is Europe's Yelp.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So TripAdvisor, she had been there a few times. Jillian, the fiance now, I'm officially telling her. I'm like, I'm going to use your name.
Dropping her name?
It's going to happen now. Welcome to publicity. Welcome to being associated with me. Have fun with that.
Forever.
Have fun with that. Well, let's not get crazy. We'll see how this thing works out. But yeah, I mean, it was awesome. We had so many good recommendations. And I was just, one of the really good recommendations came from one of our sales guys.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go too much like European vacation all at once, but I do have a story. Remind me a little bit later. This is even a cool enough story to tell on the 5 o'clock. Remind me a little bit later.
I will.
To tell you about the boomerang.
The boomerang.
The boomerang.
Okay.
I got a good boomerang story. So that's coming up a little bit later. That's a good tease right there. I mean, that right there is why some people host shows and why some people listen to them. Right there. Good tease. The boomerang coming up later. When it comes down to Steph Curry playing, here's all you really need to know. I think this trumps anything. I think this trumps pressure. I think this trumps media desire to see him. This trumps fan desire to see him. Warrior fans are smarter now than they've ever been in the past, right? Warrior fans learned a lot about how this team plays basketball this year. Over the last 3 games, the Warriors are outscoring their opponents by nearly 28 points per 48 minutes played with Curry off the floor. If that doesn't buy you a little time right there, nothing will. Stay tuned. Much more coming up. Your phone calls certainly welcome. 888-957-9570. We're going to go over the Raider draft with a fine-tooth comb an hour from now. CSN's Scott Baer is going to be joining us. Tony Bruno at 4 o'clock to go over the world around us. And the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. Get ready to play them ponies. This is the Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
We'll throw in. Look out. Very close to a 5-count. Oh, it's stolen by Green. Mills. Ginobili kicks it back. 3-point attempt is short. Scramble for the ball. A tie runs out. And the Thunder escape with the victory.
That was an offensive foul on Ginobili. That was an offensive foul by OKC on San Antonio.
That's Chris Webber talking about the controversial ending, along with Marv Albert on the call. Last night, the Thunder, even the series against the Spurs, just their second loss at home all season long. And after the drubbing that Oklahoma City took in Game 1, it was almost impossible to imagine them winning Game 2. And that's what happens. It comes with controversy all around it. What should have happened? What should have been called? The offensive foul on the inbounds play. And then the subsequent 3-on-1 break that the Spurs totally botched. Ginobili gets the ball, kicks it out to Patty Mills, who shoots a CYO 3 from the corner that doesn't even get to the rim. It was ugly. It was chaotic. It's officially good for business because we're all talking about it this morning. But is it good for basketball? You know, we've seen this with the NFL time and time again. I think we see it with baseball, but not nearly as frequently. And with basketball, I really believe that if you could walk up to any commissioner and say, what would you like? conclusion on a topic or continued discussion of your brand, they'll take continued discussion of the brand over conclusion on any topic because it's good to have people talking about your sport passionately. Whether it's a negative conversation or a positive conversation doesn't matter. Adam Silver is having his league discussed more than any other league in sports today. It's like when the whole Laremy Tunsil thing went down. That was nuts. And by the way, there's more details about that we're going to have to get to a little bit later on. It's pretty fascinating what this guy went through and who might have done it to him. But Roger Goodell gets crucified the next day for saying, you know, that Laremy Tunsil thing that happened before the draft is why people watch the draft. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, people said, well, geez, you know, Roger, you probably should have said something a little bit more about your player being protected, about having his social media account hacked, like how you think that that's good for your brand is another, it's another short-sighted, ill-worded comment from Roger Goodell, but really, it's just the truth. All Roger was speaking was the truth. He didn't protect the young man. He didn't cushion the blow. He didn't talk about the considerable money lost by falling in the draft for the slotted salaries. He didn't talk about any of that. He's just talking about attention. We tune in by the millions to watch a list of names read at a podium. That's all it is. It's a list of names being read at a podium, followed by a brief photo op. That's it. That's all we're looking at. And we tune in by the millions, and we tweet about it by the hundreds of thousands of tweets. Because a little controversy sells more than a smooth day on the ocean. Now, very rarely do people come back talking about the waves when there aren't any. But boy, the waves are big. It's all you're going to hear about. Oh, it was choppy that day. They love the choppy. Controversy sells in sports. Controversy keeps selling your product the next day when your product's baked and delivered and out of the oven. And conspiracy theorists always are abound. I don't think that that is conspiracy as much as it is bad officiating. And bad officiating is part of the game of basketball, probably more than any other sport. And to be honest, it's got to be the hardest sport to officiate. The size of the players in the space that they're both trying to occupy, the speed of the game, the athleticism of the game. And we all know that there are wink and a smile agreements when it comes to when do you make a call? Should the fourth quarter be officiated like the first quarter? Should the last 2 minutes of the game be officiated the same way the first 2 minutes of the game? Should this player, player X, receive the same benefit of the doubt as player Z? All of these things are always in play in basketball. I mean, my God, go watch a college basketball game. You want to see bad officiating? You would think that the NBA has the single greatest officials if you watch like 5 minutes of Big Ten or Pac-12 hoops. Pac-12 football and Big Ten football officiating makes the yahoos who call NFL games all look like geniuses. Absolute geniuses. People are criticizing Chris Webber for making too much of the moment on TNT, and Marv Albert's just sitting there calling the game. And look, I think Webber has the right to bring up that moment and point it out. It's good for the broadcast. It's good for TNT's brand. And a 3-on-1 fast break is supposed to be really, really good for the San Antonio Spurs, but it wasn't last night. It wasn't last night. The refs missed a blatant call, but if you go back and look at it, the eyes were not where they should be. The ref was looking at the feet of the inbounding player instead of looking at the top halves of their body when the contact was made. Who initiated the contact? Well, that depends on how you fill up your glass of water. You could say that the contact was initiated by the inbounder, but the only reason why that happened is because Ginobili was standing in a halo of space that he is not supposed to occupy. Either way, Spurs lose at home, and that's good. It's good for the Warriors. LaMarcus Aldridge, 41 points last night. He scored the Spurs' final 13 points. He's the first San Antonio player with 35-plus points in back-to-back playoff games since Tim Duncan in 2003. Elias has this. LaMarcus Aldridge is the first player in the shot clock era. So we're talking about since 1954-55. He's the first player in the shot clock era to record back-to-back playoff games with at least 35 points while shooting 70% or better from the field. He's got 79 points in the first two games, and those games have been split. I really didn't think the Thunder had it left in them. And you even saw some griping between Durant and Westbrook in the game that they won. I still think that that's going to come to a screeching halt at the end of the year. I really do. But man, it was a fun finish last night. Three game threes in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Sharks are at the Predators. That game gets going at 6 o'clock in Nashville. The Sharks have been awesome in the third period. When it comes to crunch time, the franchise that usually folds in the crunch has been really, really playing well in the third quarter. They've only got one goal in the first two periods in this series. Seven of their eight goals have come in the third period. That's backbreaking level of defeats. They got a couple empty netters there, too. Three, as a matter of fact. But they're looking for a fifth straight playoff game win. That would be the first time since 2010 when they racked off six in a row. San Jose is 7-2 in series after they've taken a 2-0 lead in a best-of-seven series. So it's happened nine times in franchise history. They've won seven of those seven-game series out of the nine when they're up 2-0. Joe Pavelski, stay hot. He's got six goals this postseason. It's tied for the most in the NHL. The other two games tonight should also be good. Lightning at the Islanders, that series is tied at one. Stars at the Blues, that series is tied at one. The Blues haven't been to the Western Conference Finals since 2001. They're going kind of nuts in St. Louis right now. My buddy Tom Ackerman's all over that. He loves it. Did you see one of the things that I saw while I was away on vacation? It was this guy who was a fan, not a big fan of hockey, in St. Louis, tweeting about like the first hockey game he's ever seen. Some black guy, he's like, man, they've been hiding this sport from the brothers. Hockey's lit.
Nice.
It was hysterical. It was like watching somebody see snow for the first time. Like, oh, my God, this is flaky stuff just falls from the heavens and we play with it and we can make snowballs and snowmen. You got to be kidding. Where have you been hiding it? It was really, really funny. The guy starts trending nationally. I mean, I think his run on hockey thoughts have been retweeted thousands and thousands of times. Hockey's lit, yo.
That's funny.
It was really good. Very, very funny. Playoff hockey is lit. Yo, it really is. It's amazing. Nothing gets up and down the ice faster than a playoff hockey game. I really feel that regular season hockey can just drag on. Like that second period is like... Second period in a playoff game is biting your fingernails. So three game threes tonight, and the Sharkies are going at 6 o'clock.
Go Sharks.
If I can quote a former friend. 888-957-9570. Our buddy Tony Bruno's coming up at 4 o'clock. We're going to talk about a lot of things with Tony, as we always do. Going to give you a little advice to help get through your life better than if you were not listening to the Bruno segment. And we also have to talk a little Kentucky Derby with Tony. The 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby is coming up this Saturday. I love horse names.
Oh, me too.
Love horse names. I got a big article about how they select horse names. There's a very strict set of rules when it comes to naming a horse. There really is. My favorite name in this year's Derby going off at 16-1, there's a horse named... Sudden Breaking News.
Oh, that's good.
Sudden Breaking News. Coming down the furlong, this backstretch, whatever. I got to get my horse racing lingo all tuned up and ready to go for Saturday. Love a good Kentucky Derby party. I love a mint julep. 888-957-9570. Much coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
From the PenskeAutoSales.com text line, Damon, that Twitter hockey bit from that guy was awesome. Best quote? What the heck is a power play? I better have Google open. That's phenomenal. So that guy goes from 1,000 followers to 86,000 followers.
Wow.
In 5 days. So that leaves me approximately 56,000 followers fewer than the brother in St. Louis who just discovered hockey.
That's pretty funny.
Social media really is amazing if you think about it. There's been a lot of talk about what the whole Laremy Tunsil fallout will be. I think it was Charles Robinson, very good writer over at YahooSports.com, did a big expose saying, if anything else, this will be a watershed moment for a whole bunch of student athletes who now will be much more careful about the photographs they take of themselves, the photographs they have taken of them. Look, I'm a sports talk radio host, which is the societal equivalent of the dog catcher, except the dog catcher actually provides a service for society. The dog catcher is removing rabid dogs from the streets, which is probably good for everyone. I'm just a sports talk radio host. That's officially a no big deal kind of industry that I'm in. And I'm still vigilant when it comes to trying. Doesn't happen all the time. But I try to never be photographed with a drink in my hand.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't even know what that means or if it pays any currency for me or if it has any sort of value for me, because I'll also be the same guy who tells you that I got high in Amsterdam. With zero apology. It's a lot of fun. Put a bell on that guy. Where's he going?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear this.
So, you know, I will readily admit what I do in one thing and then try to, well, because here's the thing. That I got high in Amsterdam is a passing thought, and now that I've said it, it's gone. Unless
right.
You're recording this right now, it's gone.
But you didn't post it on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that.
Well, probably. I don't even care. But the thing, I don't get photographed with a drink in my hand. Because it can't be. Here's the thing. It can't be good. It might not necessarily be bad, but it can only be used against you.
I guess so. I mean, maybe for the context. Like if it's you're in a group, obviously toasting
right,
someone.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Different,
a picture but, of a cheers
moment.
Yeah,
like
moment.
You're out partying and you look like you've had a few and you're got the, you know, cocktail. You're, yeah, I gotcha.
You got booze nose going on. A little red, a little booze nose. Yeah, you don't want booze nose on Facebook. And so there's an awful lot of talk about whether or not, you know, are kids going to learn? And all I can tell you is that the best quote I've ever heard about social media was from Jim Rohn. And he compared tweeting and Facebook to having a gun. There are a lot of responsible gun owners that you don't need to worry about. Some of these people don't know what they're doing and will shoot themselves.
Yeah, you see it every day.
And I don't think there is anything that happens that now spreads a message of how to do anything to anyone anymore. This is an individual. How do you social media? How do you use it? Are you a person who constantly checks in to the gas station, to Starbucks, to everything? Like, I check into nowhere.
Me neither.
I only shared a lot of pictures from my vacation because I knew my mom wanted to see them, and it was the easiest way to get them to her. And there were a lot of very nice compliments. And
but it wasn't, you didn't overdo it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was just every time I went to my feed, there was a new picture of your
right.
Vacation.
I tried not to.
Yeah, no, you didn't overdo it.
There will be some people who look at what happened to Laremy Tunsil in this draft and take a few notes and apply those notes. I'm going to say most are going to ignore whatever happened to him and continue to proceed to whatever they're comfortable with. And a lot of people will be fine.
You have to think twice now, though.
Some will make mistakes. Do remember that you are, that is your new resume.
It is.
Like, forget about the resume that you mail. The minute you mail your resume, they get your name. Any single person in HR is going to your Facebook, to your LinkedIn, to your social media, and that's where they're doing their homework on you.
Now, can they, this is, like, my Facebook is private.
Is it?
So wouldn't it behoove someone to put theirs on private instead of, I mean, that to me would be the smarter, if you're gonna not really care what you post, you have options. I mean, they wouldn't be able to really see, but unless the, someone else tags you and posts it on their page. I mean,
exactly.
I get that, but you know, there's ways around it.
Privacy on the internet is officially delivered in air quotes.
That's true.
Because I could, you know, you could send me something private that I then deem public.
Yeah.
And I share it. So your private message to me, if I turn around and share it publicly, is no longer private at all.
No, and I don't think you could trust anyone in any situation like that, especially. And if you have aspirations of doing, you know, being in the NFL or having a job where they would prefer you not to, you know, take a bong hit in public,
right.
Probably not a good idea to post it. Just saying.
I shouldn't have sent you all those booty shorts pictures of me?
They were awesome. I'm touched that you considered me on that text message, but
you're welcome.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Just wanted to brighten your day.
Literally.
This is Trevor calling from Rodeo. Let's make it Rodeo only because it sounds much classier. How are you, Trevor?
Hey, I'm doing good, D. Bruce. Thank you very much. How was your vacation, man?
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome. So I was calling you because I'm actually headed to the airport right now to go to Vegas, and I've never had that experience as an adult, so I was wondering if you might be able to give me and the listeners a few pointers on what to do when I'm in Sin City.
Vegas pointers? First of all, where are you staying?
The M Resort in Henderson.
Okay.
That's off the strip.
So you immediately need to get out of that hotel and check into anywhere on the strip. The worst hotel on the strip is better than any. You're not going to Vegas. You're going to Henderson, brother. It's not even. Yeah. You're not going to Las Vegas. You got to go and stay on a strip property. Doesn't even matter which one. And then you're in Vegas.
I mean, that's like a 30-minute cab ride.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So I mean, now if you got a great deal, that's fantastic. If
yeah,
I
were it was
you,
free.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hard to argue with free.
You can afford the cab.
Then if I were you, just get yourself in a cab, go to the strip, go to the Caesars Sportsbook. Just walk around for a little while, kind of look at all that, hang out at Caesars for a little bit, maybe play a little blackjack, go and eat, you know, pick a steakhouse in another hotel and go to that one. There really aren't any bad ones. The Steve Wynn SK Steakhouse is really good. There's a Tom Colicchio Steakhouse at the MGM Grand, which is really a craft steak. That thing was really good. Bring your wallet. Bring your wallet, by the way. Let's see. They're gonna send you a free limo to go to the Sapphire Strip Club. Don't even bother. Don't go there. It's too big. You want to kind of like a boutique stripper experience. You don't want a warehouse stripper experience. It's like a warehouse of strippers. You want to make something a little bit more intimate in case you fall in love temporarily. Let's see. What else can I offer? If you got to do a buffet, the buffet at the Bellagio is pretty spectacular.
Nice. I'm going there to see Billy Idol tomorrow.
Oh, very cool. Then do the buffet before or after Billy Idol. I think you'll like that. The Bellagio's really nice.
The garden's beautiful at Bellagio, but I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm going to say, if you want to have a nice romantic moment with your boys, watch the Bellagio fountain go off. That thing's really impressive. Since you're at the Bellagio, head next door and go to the Chandelier Bar at Cosmo. There are more chicks hanging around there than a hen house, man. It's unbelievable. You will have a great time.
Rock and roll. I appreciate that, D. Bruce. Keep up the good work, man.
There you go, Trevor. And next time, stay on the strip.
Yes, sir. Will do.
All right. Have a good time.
All right.
Let's see. Let's go to Paul in San Jose. Paul, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I just heard you say that you like the horse's name in the Kentucky Derby.
Sudden breaking news going off at 16-1. That's a great horse name.
Yeah, I grew up at the track. My father was a horse player, and my favorite horse he ever played was, the name was Long Paper.
Long Paper. Did he pay well?
No, he lost every race he ever ran.
Oh, well, that's probably why the paper on him was long, I guess.
Right.
That's a good horse name. I love a good horse name.
That's a good horse name. I just wanted to say I appreciate your show, D. Bruce, and thanks for listening to me.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to me.
Tell your last caller
yes.
that he needs to go to the Olympic Garden.
The Olympic Garden, yes, that's definitely an option. There's a spearmint rhinoceros in play. We all know about it. Let's not highlight it. They're not paying anything. We're not getting free lap dances there. Are we getting free lappers? No? Then they don't get free promo. It's just that simple. What I love is that if we're going for free lappers, the first one leading the parade mm-hmm. will be Button Vixen. Button Vixen, can we share your none of shame story at some point without identifying anyone?
I haven't heard this story yet.
Button Vixen went to a fun party out in the middle of nowhere, so people got a little freaky deaky.
Oh.
And it was a costume party, and she dressed up as the nun, and one of her friends undressed as Cersei. And they walked around with her ringing the bell of shame.
Like in her birthday suit?
Shame.
Wow.
Shame.
Dang. That's shame. A party.
That's my kind of party right there. That's what I love it. There is no board op in the Bay Area who parties like mine. I can promise you that. She is the Bouton Vixen. Oh, and oh, by the way, Tony Bruno joins us next.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.